You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spiegel and Holmes show flashback.
Andrew Whitworth at 4 o'clock on our show. Olin Krutz joins us. Like you talk about, we got some heavyweights here.
Legend. Yeah. Legend, baby. Legend.
Olin, shout out to you. Bear down.
Okay.
Olin Krutz.
I always live by this. Who much is given, much is expected.
14-year NFL veteran.
The leader of the whole deal, Olin Krutz. He's the heartbeat. He's the soul. He's out there leading the line along with Brian Urlacher, the team captains.
6-time Pro Bowler and 4-time NFL All-Pro.
Just from my perspective of been here since 1998 and been watching quarterbacks play and got the snap to Eric Kramer and got the snap to Jay Cutler and 18 other guys in between.
You just hit me, man. I forgot that it was Eric Kramer was here our rookie year that you've snapped to all going. I mean, I know it's been 20, but when you hear the names of Eric Kramer on that list all the way to Jay Cutler, that's, oh my gosh, wow. Yeah, that's kind of sad, isn't it? That's really sad. But
at the Bears offense, led by quarterback Eric Kramer, who's in front of him, a good offensive line, Heck Perry, Olin Krutz. Center, Valerio and James Big Cat Williams.
Football analyst for 670 The Score.
Brody, I'm one good point away from my bonus, so help me out here.
hey, Olin, I always got answers for you, Olin.
Olin, did you have any of those?
No, I just need one a year. That's all I need. Oh, you mean bonuses? No.
Olin Krutz with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
You're listening to a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday presented by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and ChicagoRoofingContractors.org. We're here with our friends from Circa Sports Illinois live from Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village until 6 o'clock. And now we get the opportunity to talk with our guy. And quite honestly, like, we've had a lot of cool people on the show today, and we still got to talk with Mike Golic Sr. coming up at 5, but there's no one that I wanted to talk to more today than Olin Krutz, because he has lived in this rivalry.
Yeah, man.
He understands it.
Some
in a
applause
way.
Applause from actual humans out here.
Yeah,
Olin.
Man. Oh, we appreciate you jumping on. How you doing? Did we lose Olin?
Might have.
Oh, no.
Possible.
Because he's the person I mostly wanted to talk to.
Oh, yeah, I know. Sorry about that. Just got to talk to me. How are you?
You all right? I got the shirt.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you do. Yeah, we got you.
We got you now.
We got you, Olin. Cool, all
man.
Good.
Oh, man, how are you feeling right now? We're about 24 hours away from kickoff. How are you feeling?
I feel good, man. I feel good about the Chicago Bears. I was just saying that to your first point that there was no one I wanted to talk to more than you and Spiegs and about this game and about what these players are about to experience and the way this town is on fire and the Bears have played themselves into the second seed and had a great year. And here we are. No one better to play than the Green Bay Packers to get everybody excited, to get everybody going. I'm excited about this football game. I'm sure you guys are excited about this football game. I'm sure the fans sitting there with you guys are excited about this football game, man. I mean, it really is fun when the Chicago Bears are in the playoffs, when the Chicago Bears are a relevant football team, and when the Chicago Bears play the Green Bay Packers.
Olin, when you think about a playoff atmosphere at Soldier Field, what do you think about? What comes to mind and comes to the sensations in your body, in your memory?
You know me. I mean, that's where I played most of my whole career. So what comes to mind is driving down to Soldier Field, waiting the night before, how excited the city is. It's the best city in the NFL, man, to play a football game. Obviously, they're on the lakefront, how passionate the fans are. And then, as you guys know, and I think Kevin Byard talked about the electricity when you're playing the Green Bay Packers, and I got to experience that. It wasn't a great experience at the end, but in 2010 when we played them in the NFC Championship game, and how much it means to the city to beat the Green Bay Packers, to put those two teams in the same stadium for in the playoffs for the right to move on to try to compete for the Super Bowl. So, hey, man, I mean, I'm nervous. I'm sure they are. I feel excited about the football game. I'm sure they're excited about the football game. You cannot put into words what these players are about to experience when they walk out of that tunnel tomorrow night.
I feel like when you played, the way that you like harness some of that excitement was to do more work, to get back to the work, that's the way that you would anchor yourself to make sure that you were ready to play. If the young guys are coming to you and saying, oh, well, what do I need to do to make sure that I'm ready when the lights come on tomorrow night? What would be your advice to them?
Do one thing at a time, right? Just make sure your shoes are tied, right? Put your pants on, put your pads on, just one at a time, Lawrence, right? Go out and do your regular warm-up. Stay in your routine. Don't make it too big because, look, it is going to be huge. And when you walk out there, expect to have all those emotions. Use those emotions. Don't let it get to you. We saw last time the Chicago Bears played Green Bay at home. We saw all those penalties. We saw DeMarco Jackson jump on the pile, right, on the first kickoff. What the hell was he doing? But it's just that's the kind of energy, guys, that's in that stadium. And you got to make sure it affects you the right way. And a good thing is that they've been through it. Once now, the atmosphere is probably going to be almost about the same, right? Obviously, a little up a notch now, right? I mean, if you, the mistakes here are a little bigger, but really just prepare yourself. Some guys, Lawrence, you got to talk to them. You don't want to over-prepare, right? You don't want to bog yourself down. You don't want to get too many thoughts in your head. Just go out there. Your only job is to do your job. And then when it's time to make a big play, really, it's the routine, it's the fundamentals, it's the way you got ready that allows you to make the big play.
Yeah, you know, Olin, I was inside the place in the stands last time on that Saturday night against Green Bay, and that energy at the top was exactly like you're talking about. But then once they got down, felt like they stayed down. And I know the fans did, and I was looking around going, damn, this is quiet. What's up with that? But when your teammate stays down, like what do they need? They need somebody to smack them in the face. They need somebody to make them laugh. Like what do they need to get going in your experience?
Everyone's different. It's a great question by you, Speaks, but you have to know your teammate and you have to know what they need and you have to know how to talk to them and how to pick them up. The leaders on the football team, the Joe Tooneys, right? The Grady Jarretts, right? Even the Caleb Williams nowadays. And you never know who's going to be the leader in this situation. It's who steps up and says something when someone is down and you're talking about the first game. You guys remember, obviously, the play call after a good drive to start, right? In the play call where there was the fumble snap. And then it just seemed like the Bears could never really get going again. And sometimes, man, I'll talk to the fans, like, get them going. Like, don't be down, get up out of your seat, scream the whole game, no matter what is going on, right? And your team needs a little boost, get them going. You can be a part of it, right? Pick them up. Let's go, screaming, yelling while the other team is in the huddle, getting the offense going, getting the defense going. And then just when the leaders on a team just got to be very cognizant of when guys get down or when guys are harder on themselves. Some guys will be harder on themselves in this game than normal. Some guys will feel the moment. Some of them will be overwhelmed. But it's just the leaders and the coaching staff and even the coaching staffs involved, Ben Johnson, these kind of guys, get guys back going again. Some guys need a kick in the butt. Some guys need a joke. Some guys need a hug. Some guys need to be talked to. So you just got to find what you have to do for each guy. And I'm sure the leaders on this team, we've watched this team all year compete through hard situations, show gutsy performance, show their perseverance. So we've seen them all year pick each other up. They know what they need better than anybody. When you turn their film on, when you watch them compete, when you watch this team fight, you know that they know each other. You know they enjoy playing for each other. They got to harness all that good energy they've had all year. Take it out there tomorrow night and beat the Green Bay Packers.
Those sounded a lot like feelings to me, Lawrence. I don't know about
it. Oh, they
you,
were,
man.
But I know what corner I'm in. I know where I am today.
I mean, you're right there. Feeling.
There we go. There
sing it,
is,
baby.
Man.
Spiegel's Feelings Corner.
I mean, you took yourself to the feelings corner.
No, listen, man, we're in the playoffs. I'm giving you what you need. I'm picking you up. You need my feelings? I'm giving it to you, Speaks. I got to make sure you play a good game.
I appreciate it. I need that.
It is important. All right, now let's get into a little bit of the X and O's, because I know that you've been pouring over the tape like all week long. I think about that the first game that these two teams played, and I've been racking my brain all week when I saw the betting line on this and seeing the Packers favored. It's weird to see a team that's lost four in a row, the quarterback hasn't played in 3 weeks, and the Bears are the healthier team. It's weird to me to see them favored. What reason should there have been for the Packers to be favored? What are the things that concern you about how they play?
Just the way that the Bears have been playing defense, right, is why the Packers are favored. And you guys have probably talked about that all week, and inconsistencies on our offense and them putting together a whole game and moving the ball and putting the ball in the end zone is why the Green Bay Packers are the favorite, and they have experience. Obviously, their quarterback has experience in the playoffs, and you know that Jordan Love, you know he's been out for about 3 weeks now, and they have some injuries even on their offensive front, right? They're missing Elgton Jenkins, their starting center, so Sean Ryan, their backup center, is playing. Zach Tom is coming back, but he played against the Bears the first time. You know, it's just the matchups, the wide receivers versus our cornerbacks, and can our cornerbacks step up and play a better game than they have been playing? And can we find a pass rush from somewhere, right? Can our defensive line, can Grady Jarrett, can Javon Dexter, can Montez Sweat, can Austin Booker, can they find a way to harass Jordan Love? Obviously, Jordan Love got hit in the last game. Austin Booker beat the backup tackle that was in as an extra tight end for the Green Bay Packers. But stop the run, Lawrence, first, right? Get to the quarterback. That's why that quarterback and the way LaFleur designs plays, and you watch the same film as me, and they find the one-on-one matchups, and they find a matchup on the safety, and then they find a matchup in the slot on the cornerback that they want to go against, and Jordan Love sees it, and they're well prepared. LaFleur is a very good offensive coach, finding mismatches in the pass game, right? And just the fact that, the Bears offense, the way they looked against the Detroit Lions, the way the Bears looked against the Detroit Lions is probably why the Packers are favored going into this game tomorrow night.
Olin, you love the run game. I love the run game, and we've had so much fun thinking about the way the Bears have been aggressive and have set the tone. I hope they do it again. I hope they keep doing it, even if it gets stopped. Mm-hmm. What kind of run plays do you want to see? What kind of pacing do you want to see out of this run game tomorrow night?
Yeah, I think the Chicago Bears do a nice job formationing things to gain advantage. The Baltimore Ravens, right, put 300 yards rushing on the Green Bay Packers. And, you know, people talk a lot about Micah Parsons, and he is out. And I'm sure you guys have also talked about Devontae Wyatt, right? They're really good nose guard who's been out for a while now, and eventually all these things start to catch up to you, and it looked to me like it caught up to them against the Baltimore Ravens. By them, I mean the Green Bay Packers, and the Baltimore Ravens did a nice job coming on a 13 personnel with three tight ends, putting Patrick Ricard at fullback. That I formation seems to give the Packers a little trouble, and you can gain advantages by formationing them and finding extra blocks and deciding which way you're going to want to go with the play at the line of scrimmage. So we'll see the Chicago Bears. I think that when they did it the first game, it was with Durham Smith. They put him at fullback in the I formation. That way the Packers couldn't figure out which way the Baltimore Ravens were going to go with the football. I seem to give them a little problem, so I look to see that a little bit. And obviously you want to run right behind Jonah Jackson and Big Darnell, right, and Dahlman over there, and Joe Tooney and Ozzie Tripillo, and this offensive line, to me, guys, best unit on the field coming up Saturday night. And I think they have a chance to really take over the game, really control the game. And then just there's going to be 3rd-and-2s, 3rd-and-3, 3rd-and-4. And that's the time Caleb's just got to stay in that pocket and make that play to keep those drives going, because the time of possession has been a problem lately, right? Leading up to this football game, like you're saying, run the ball. You don't got to be overly stubborn, man. We got Burden, right? We got Colston Loveland. We got Caleb Williams. We got DJ Moore. We got Roma Dunze coming back. We got Cole Kmet, right? We got DeAndre Swift to match up on a linebacker out of the backfield, which Caleb missed a couple times in the last game, and I'm sure they talked about that. But, hey, man, if they're going to bring Quay Walker and leave Cooper one-on-one with Swift, and he's on an option route, let's go to him, right? Let's get him the ball there on a 3rd-or-4 or less. So those kind of things. but obviously the run game to me with the weather, with the wind, with how cold it's going to be, it's going to be extremely important. And that's why you build that offensive line. Ryan Poles, man, tip of cap to him, that offensive line he put together, Coach Dan Roshar. Let's get those big boys moving downhill. But it is stubborn with it. But Caleb, them, you can trust in them to make their plays that they have to make to move the football, to keep the ball on the Bears' side and move the ball down the field. You know, in the first game against the Packers, there was what you're talking about was there was a 17-play, 83-yard drive, 8 minutes and 32 seconds, right? 57 of those yards were on the ground. Right, 57 of those yards, and we said Caleb was playing good and hitting throws, 57 of those yards in the offensive line and the running backs running downhill at them. So those are the things I expect to see from the Chicago Bears.
Tomorrow from 4 until 6:45, the pregame show right here on The Score. That man, Olin Kreutz, Patrick Manley, and Mully, they're going to get you set for the matchup. Then immediately following the game, they'll have instant reaction on the TimberTech decking and railing postgame show. All of it can be heard on The Score and the Odyssey app. Oh, you talked a little bit about the Bears' defensive issues, and Spiegs and I have been talking to everyone that we can find, anyone that played the game, and been asking their opinion on how to mix up coverages. And look, we know that you're not going to stay in one defense for an entire game. That would be stupid. Mm-hmm. But how would you think that Dennis Allen will try to what looks do you think he'll throw at him? Like, we've had the conversation about two-man. We've had quarters conversation. Them in man coverage for a majority of the time seems like it's a bad idea. What would you suggest?
Yeah, he's got to go in and out of what you can't just change everything, right, the last week. But he's got to sometimes show man and go to zone, right? He shows zone and go to man and hide it a little bit from Jordan Love. But Lawrence, man, when you play a team like this the third time in, what is this, 6 or 7 weeks, right? There's not a lot. You can't hide a lot of things. You can't change a lot of things. The guys on the field are going to have to win, Lawrence. Jalen Johnson is going to have to win. Tyreek Stevenson, Byard, Brisker, Nashawn Wright, they just got to win. They got to win against these receivers. Now, obviously, the weather may affect the pass game a little bit, but you know, Montez Sweat, you know, the pass rush always goes with coverage, right? You can play all these inverts, cover three, invert, cover six, cover four, quarters to try to hide people. But eventually someone's got to make a play. Someone's going to have to cover, you know, Romeo Doubs. Someone's going to have to cover Christian Watson and stay with him. Obviously, we don't want them in third and 10 in man coverage. We've seen a little bit of that too much on third downs for the Green Bay Packers. They're one of the best teams in the league on third downs. But guys are just, you know, the defensive line, Lawrence, I'd like to see him play more snaps, right? I can see Montez up to about 90% right now with Deo out. And the guys we have coming off the edge and Grady Jarrett just playing more and Javon Dexter and not a lot of substitutions. They just got to go in there, get some pressure on Love. And then in the coverage situations, combo coverages and trying to hide things from these guys. And all you're really saying is, man, I don't know. I don't know if we can cover them, right? I don't know if we can do it, but I'm sure there will be some times when you see the simulated pressures from Dennis Allen. There'll be some times when they drop into zone and a problem you worry about, you know, I was thinking about that watching film this week. Like, hey man, why don't they go to this, you know, like Halfley show sometimes where it looks like simulated pressure, but all of a sudden they're in cover two with a D lineman or a linebacker dropping to the middle of the field. And there's no way you could have figured that out pre-snap. The thing I worry about that is if you all of a sudden you put that in this week, then you worry about, you know, communication problems. You worry about, you know, assignment bus. And does somebody have that guy? Who was supposed to have that guy? So you got to come to the party with what you believe in, and then the players got to step up and make plays and do their job and compete against the Green Bay Packers who they're about to go against.
Hey, Olin, I love what your idea about Montez playing a lot. I mean, like, come on, it's time.
Yeah, it's time.
How about Billings? How about Big Bill? Every time I see Big Bill running on and off the field, I am exhausted. And then I think, like, man, that's a lot of running on and off the field. Yeah. And I also think from my time as a center, which I know you have a tremendous amount of respect
dominating,
for.
It's like, you're dominating center.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I don't want to – I wouldn't want to line up against Big Bill. Like, I just – sometimes I wonder, why isn't he just out there a lot and let him just beat the hell out of the center or the guard just about every time and let that take a cumulative effect, even if it doesn't happen on one play, you know?
Yeah, Big Bill, all those guys, right? They're going to have to play, to me, a little bit more come tomorrow night, right? Because, you know, Chris Williams is their other backup. And, you know, now that Jonathan Ford is playing on the Packers, I don't even know who the backup nose guard on the Chicago Bears is, right? And you got Austin Booker, you got Robinson, right? You got, I think, Shoyinka might still be out with a concussion. Yep, yeah. So it's kind of like, they're down a few guys there, and they don't have a lot of big bodies to put in there. So Big Bill is very important, and he gets pressure too on the quarterback on pass plays, has a couple of nice pass moves, has a lot of power to drive guys back. We just talked about probably Green Bay's Packers would have been their only Pro Bowl offensive lineman besides Zach Tom would have been Elgton Jenkins, who played center. Talked about him being out. So you're going against Sean Ryan from UCLA, the backup center, right? So Billings can have like to see him there and create a lot of havoc in the run game there against the Green Bay Packers. And just, you know, the Green Bay Packers have lost two very important guys in the middle of both their lines. And I just like to see the Chicago Bears take advantage of that, right? Show that we are healthy. We have our guys. We got all our starters up here. Let's dominate the game in the middle of the field. We talk about a lot on this show, right? The farther you get away from the football, the farther you get away from football. Right. So right where that football is, man, let's dominate. Right. They got backups in the game. The Packers, let's make it look like they have backups in the game. A lot of talk about they haven't won since Parsons has been out. And that's true. But Parsons was the domino that fell after they've lost a bunch of guys already. And that's what they're trying to recover from. Right. Devontae White, Elgton Jenkins, Parsons, Tucker Kraft. Right. There's not a Hall of Fame quarterback over there in Green Bay anymore. Right. There's not Charles Woodson playing safety. Another Hall of Famer over there in Green Bay right now. So perfect chance for our guys to step up and take over this game and dominate right where the football is getting snapped.
Oh, as always, man, we appreciate you getting us prepared. And the Score listener, the Bears fan that's within the sound of your voice, like I can see those people like banging on their steering wheel listening to you as they get ready, man. We appreciate you
so
much.
I hope so. I've been banging on my steering wheel, man, all day. I had boxing today in my gym. I'm going to stop punching people, right? It's just exciting, man. This is a big game. And you guys find any 50-year-old retired Packers who want to do like a one-on-one pass rush, let me know.
You got it, O.
We'll find him.
We'll be listening on the post-game show, my man.
Thanks, Olin.
Appreciate it, guys.
All right, man.
That is our guy, Olin Kreutz.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's going to be my question to you. Are you surprised the Bears are staying in man when they're getting carved up?
Yeah, it has not gone very well for them today. And sporadically, they might have to pick their spots. But if Goff keeps feeding around to all these different guys, Tesla and Raymond, it's a hard task for them to lock it in.
The struggle has been real for the Bears when it comes to them being able to protect against the pass. This is the Spiegel and Holmes Show, by the way. We are broadcasting live from Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village. Speaks just had a very weird moment during the break when he realized that both his radio partner and his life partner were wearing the same shirt.
Both of you with Where's Speaks t-shirts. Which is amazing, because when I'm not talking about one of you with the other, I'm probably talking about the other with the other one of you. Yes, there it is. Unbelievable. You guys look great. I love that you are pals. That is a lovely thing.
Christine is the best.
Yeah, she says the same about you.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We are in this mode, man. Bears fans are popping in here. They're saying hello. It's very nice of them to do that, to say hello. And this has been our home away from home for a long time at the Score. And you can feel it. You felt it when Olin was on.
Yeah, you did.
You felt it. Now, here's the thing. Matt Bowen was a Packer. But he grew up a Bears fan and is now reverted back to being a Bears fan now that he is done in the league. We talk with him every week, and he's great. He's exactly the person that we wanted to talk to when it came to Bears coverage and what they should do. We wanted you to hear this. And after this, I remember Speaks turning to me and be like, I'm ready right now.
Yeah, man, he got me going.
I'm ready right now to play some ball. This was Matt Bowen talking about the problems that the Bears have had and what things they might be able to do to fix them.
You have to play man coverage in 3rd and 2 to 6. If you play cover 2 or cover 3, they're going to run hitch routes, they're going to run slants, they're going to run stick routes, they're going to move the chains. NFL quarterbacks are too good. You have to challenge in those situations. You have to play press, you have to get hands on wide receivers and disrupt the release to disrupt the timing of the route itself. So in those situations, you got to play man. And if I'm Dennis Allen against the Green Bay Packers in those situations, I'm playing man with pressure because right now I'm not getting home with 4. So that's telling me I have to bring pressure. But in regular down and distance situations, especially 3rd and 7 to 10, where you're going to win or lose the football game this Saturday night, I think the Bears will have to be more zone heavy. They'll have to be disciplined in zone coverage. Their second level defenders have to get to what I call zone depth. That's usually at 10 to 12 yards in the NFL, where you can close or you know, basically create a line across the field to close those second level windows and play top down on everything from the third level. What you're forcing the Green Bay Packers to do in that situation is take the underneath throws in 3rd and 7 to 10. Then it comes down to situation where it's angle to the football and tackling. But we talked about this before, Speak. Go back to the game, what is it, week 16, was it at Lambeau, at Lambeau Field. The game at Lambeau, when they played man coverage, it didn't turn out well for this Bears defense.
It's interesting because Jordan Love can run, but he's not a runner. So I'm wondering, could we see a little cover 2 man?
Yeah, that's a great point. And I really like cover 2 man. But to your point, Lawrence, you have to play it against a pocket thrower. Because once he gets back past that first wave of pass rushers, there's no one home when you're playing 2 man. And for the listeners out there, what 2 man means is 2 deep safeties over the top, just like cover 2. But instead of zone coverage underneath, everyone's playing man coverage. It's in a different man coverage, usually heavy inside leverage, playing to the low hip. You're kind of underneath the wide receiver or tight end because you have that help over the top. So that is one answer, Lawrence, that we could see. And look, Dennis Allen historically has played a lot of 2 man with his defenses.
So when I look at the issues with some of the man coverage stuff, with Jalen Johnson, I we've talked about the last 3 weeks. He just doesn't look like himself. I'm wondering if he's not as quick or as sudden as he used to be, is this a game where maybe he could get a little bit more physical, make him run a bubble, and maybe help himself out? Or does that set him up for giving up an even bigger play?
I think you have to challenge him, Lawrence. I think you have to be more physical to your point. I think that's where he's at his best. If you were to ask someone, what is Jalen Johnson? I would say he's a physical coverage corner. That means he can excel in press. That means he's physical at the top of the break. That gives him an advantage because that's a physical play style he brings to the football field on Sunday. So I would be more physical in press coverage with Jalen this week. But you know what we're getting to right here. And I think this has been an issue for weeks and weeks with the Chicago defense. Who was playing in the slot on Saturday night?
It better be Kyler Gordon, right?
I don't think it's going to be C.J. Gardner-Johnson. The way that he walked off the field was terrifying.
It was, and C.J. has really struggled in man coverage. He really has. You know, that has been part of this defense that has been exposed with Kyler Gordon out is the slot targets. And especially the man coverage slot targets and getting beat on crossers and over routes that turn into explosive plays. And that's one thing you have to take away against Green Bay. Because I'll tell you what, if I'm Matt LaFleur, the first third down, when I get the Bears in man coverage, I'm throwing a deep over or a deep crosser to Christian Watson or Matthew Golden out of the slot. I'm going to say, show me you can cover this. Because if you can't, I'm going to do it all night.
All right, well, let's say this then, Matt, because this is great stuff with Matt Bowen. Let's say you don't have C.J. Gardner-Johnson. You do have a limited Kyler Gordon. You've got what we've seen of Jalen Johnson. You've got Nashawn Wright, who's made a lot of big plays but struggled with some other stuff. you've got theoretically a healthy Tyreek Stevenson, and you've got Nate McLeod, who didn't play, but is supposedly the backup slot corner, but didn't play. They used Jalen Jones. Hell, you've even got Josh Blackwell, who used to play there, but doesn't play there now under Dennis Allen.
And
for
Jonathan Owens.
You got Jonathan Owens and Elijah Hicks as like safety options. How do you utilize your personnel? How would you, if you're the coach of that defense, that secondary, how would you utilize your personnel on Saturday night?
I'd be very quick to make changes. If I'm Al Harris in that football game, I'm using everyone if I have to, because it's win in advance, a winner, and go home. So, and not that I'm not going to give a player an opportunity to correct a mistake. That's poor coaching when you don't do that. You have to allow that. But to an extent, you have to find out what your best combination is for Saturday night. And it's hard to do that in practice. For example, if Gordon does play, can he open and run at 100%? Because that's going to be tested early, too. Your player coming back from injury, I'm throwing at you right away to see if you can open and run, to see if your play speed is what it's supposed to be. Because if it's not, then I'm going to keep going at you, right? So there's going to be different, I think, lineups, so to say, that Al Harris is going to have to work through and find out what is the best combination for Saturday night to beat Green Bay.
You ready now?
Yeah, man. I love that we, as a Bears populace, be it media or fans, we can think about all these things now. What did we go, 9-10 deep on secondary names?
Yep.
Like, we can think about all of them. We can think about what's Dennis Allen going to do. And I hope to hell that he and Al Harris are aggressive with the way that they substitute, with the way that they try to find the best fits, the best matchups.
If they see something that they don't like.
Hey, man.
And it continues for a series or two.
Jalen, I just don't trust you enough right now.
To make this call.
To make this call and to run the way that they are attacking you.
Yeah.
So let me try Tyreek in your spot. Because maybe they don't like Tyreek in Nashawn's spot because they do different things and they want to keep Nashawn out there for turnover creation. They don't like Tyreek as a nickel, but if you need to get Tyreek out there, get him out there and let Jalen rest a little bit. You know, like those kind of things. The other thing I keep thinking about is what Dave Wanstead told us yesterday, which is maybe Kyler Gordon is your third down weapon. Because you know how important third down is. And like Bowen just said there at the
third
beginning of that clip.
Third and six.
Got to be man if you're third and two to third and six. So Wani's suggestion of Kyler on every third down. And if you go nickel on first and second, let that be Nick McLeod. I'll be interested to see if that indeed is what Dennis Allen does.
We need to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about something that happened last night and something that I hope doesn't happen tomorrow. And they're connected, kind of. I'll explain next here on The Score.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Are you getting a lot of texts from your your friend listeners that are
absolutely
confused of what's going on? And
I think people have no clue, Bill. You're talking about a building of 22,000 people. All they think they can do is, you know, let's work on the thermostat and we're ready to play. It doesn't work that way. Okay.
Well, unfortunately, that is the way it works.
Well, no. I mean, I'm talking about from a timing standpoint.
Yeah, no.
It's not like you do something to the building, you can play 2 minutes later.
Yeah, no, it takes time. And again, this is a very rare and unusual situation where the temperature change in Chicago, as we all know in Chicago, where it was down freezing, below freezing, and then all of a sudden now it's at 55. It's like, hello.
How long was rain delay theater for a Bulls game indoors last night?
It was on for a while. I got a text from Layla, I think, at like 8. And she goes, are you listening to this? And I was like, I'm watching CFP.
Sure.
I was like, what's going on in the Bulls game? And she's like, exactly. There's nothing going on in the Bulls game. I'm like, what the hell? So I switch over.
Incredible.
And I'm like, oh, there's a delay. And I'm like, that's weird because, you know, it's inside and stuff. So you wouldn't think that there would be a delay.
It happens sometimes, but it usually happens because something's wrong with the roof. This was something wrong with the floor. There's ice underneath the hardwood in NFL dual arenas. NBA and NHL dual arenas.
Correct. And Bill's also right. It was 60 degrees yesterday, and it rained all day. And Cheryl Scott, I reposted it on my Instagram. You can go to hers. She walked through, like, the same phenomenon that kind of creates fog is what happened last night at the United Center. And when you open up the doors to let the people in, you're letting the humidity in too, and then you have the ice underneath the floor, and then you have a wet floor that can't be played on. Did you see the thing that was going on with our guy, Benny the Bull, and Tyler Hero?
No, I am thrilled that you're updating me. I, too, was watching college football. It was an incredible game between Ole Miss and Miami, and then I'm all things Bears-Packers. So do tell.
So you know how I feel. Benny the Bull is the best mascot. It's him and Orbit. Those are my two favorite mascots.
The gorilla.
It's different.
Okay.
But Benny challenged Tyler Hero while they were all waiting, and the crews there were trying to get the floors dry. It was just never going to happen. Benny challenged Tyler Hero to a behind-the-back half-court shot. And Tyler Hero's like, well, what do you mean? So Tyler Hero, like, walked out there with him. And Benny nails it.
Because that's what Benny does.
And Tyler was like, nope, not doing this. I am not going to embarrass myself. On top of that, Asia Wilson was in the crowd because Bam Adebayo was here with the Miami Heat. So, you know, we got like maybe the greatest women's player of all time sitting there going, what kind of rinky-dink operation y'all got over here in the NBA?
That is a rough look.
And she was taking pictures with people and signing autographs and stuff. It was a really cool, like, thing to have happen in a horrible thing to have happen.
They got all those people just sitting around having a social.
Yeah. That's what it ended up being, and they'll reschedule the game. I bring that up as we talk about the Bears because I feel like with the weather, how it's been the last 2 days and what the forecast is, especially for tomorrow morning, early afternoon, I am worried that Soldier Field is going to be gazpacho. It's going to be cold soup out there for people to run on.
I really appreciate the cold soup reference because a lot of people could go with, like, beef stew or chili or something like that. And the thing about gazpacho is the consistency because it's usually mostly like pureed vegetables.
Yes.
Yeah, so cold pureed vegetables. So that's a really good visual. I don't know how often you've used that, but it's certainly the first time I've heard it. Soldier Field historically not great sometimes because the water tables are high, as we all know.
I mean, this time of year, it's hard for that surface to be any good anyway. You know, like it's.
But they haven't had events. It's not like they've had other
events.
Right.
There haven't been concerts, so that helps.
Right.
You know, and I know that Kenny Morocco got his hands on it over the last couple of days and tried to make it as playable as possible for them to go out there. But
it was slippery last night at the Fiesta Bowl.
They had terrible weather in Phoenix.
Yeah.
And they
bring that field inside from the outside.
And we know that they've had problems before.
Yes.
With that field.
In a Super Bowl out there.
Yes. That they've had issues.
News.
So hopefully it'll be fine. But just when you read that the forecast calls for the temperature to drop below freezing.
Yeah.
Then for there to be some snow and maybe some sleet. And then the winds. I am a little concerned about how the field plays. But when you have a run game, you can just do that.
Man, I want to see them lean into that. But the possible visual of a really messy, sloppy field that gives you some mud along with the wind, I don't know, it kind of makes me smile, man. Like, I love watching ugly weather football on television and realizing that those people are out there battling in a way that I would never. Like, I would never go out there and do that. I'm not tough enough, strong enough, durable enough to go out there. But I like seeing them do that. And that's part of football anyway, with the physicality. But it would limit some of the options of what you can do offensively. That is for sure.
And the Blackhawks are home tonight against Washington.
They are home.
Is Bedard back?
Yeah, I think he is.
Bedard's back. So if you're watching it on CHSN, the golden child is going to be back on the ice. And hopefully the ice surface is fine, because it's just been weird. And so it's hard when you have a dual home for teams to make sure that everything is right for everybody. But Hopefully the ice is fine, and hopefully Connor Bedard doesn't get hurt again forever, because he is a joy to watch.
Let me ask you a question. In this NFL field, who are the big dogs in your mind? We have no Mahomes, no Burrow, no Lamar, no Lions and Goff. I know who the one seeds are.
I mean,
but I know the one seeds are. But just like when I say to you, man, you're going to have to get through X, who comes to mind for you?
The Eagles.
Yeah, me too. That's number one. That's the defending champ, and Jalen Hurts is a killer in the playoffs.
And then McVay.
Yes, me too. Stafford and the Rams. Absolutely. But then how about this? If in the AFC, I got one in the AFC too, which I have to admit comes to my mind as like... Well,
the Patriots?
Nope. Josh Allen. That is the reigning MVP. That is the reigning NFL MVP. And he doesn't have Mahomes or Burrow or Lamar to go through. And that dude has been balling this year. He might not have the best supporting cast of all the different Bills teams he has. But I was just thinking about it. Like, we're not in a playoff format where we're like, well, you know, Brady looms or Mahomes looms.
Mahomes is waiting for you in the AFC title game and keeping you from the Super Bowl.
We barely have any of that. And the Eagles have been so up and down, like...
You don't know what you're going to get.
You don't know what you're going to get. And the Rams were thought to be the one seed, but now they're down. And
they actually lost to the team that they're... I know people laugh at Carolina, but they beat the Rams earlier this season.
They blew a big lead at Carolina. Lost, I think it was 31-29 or 31-28 or something like that. So it's just... It's a really weird playoff year, as we've known. And I kind of haven't thought about the big picture much, as we've been so myopic, with good reason, on Bears and Packers. We can ask our next guest a little bit about that, because he's a longtime NFLer and a really good game analyst, as well as formerly a really good morning talk show host, too.
Mike Golic Sr. is going to be on the call for this game on Westwood One, which we are carrying. We are talking to him next on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.